He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the November the 18th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're getting now a reversal in the market where the Dow is up and the NASDAQ is down. These two major indexes seem to be taking turns here recently. Right now we have the Dow up 107 points. I got to say that's mostly Boeing, as their 737 Maxes will be back in the air finally. The Dow is at 29,890. It's got a major ceiling above it, though, 30,000 feet, that I see it leveling off at that level. We'll see. You know, maybe it can pop its head above there and keep the uptrend going, but that's some pretty severe technical resistance. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is down about 30 points right now. Not too much. Quarter of a percent. Come on. 11,870. It's got severe technical resistance at a big round number of 12,000. Meanwhile, over at the S&P, well, 3,600 has been its resistance. Maybe 3,700 is going to end up being the ultimate resistance. We're a little above 3,600. We're at 3,612 today. We're up 3 points on the S&P 500. We've got crude oil up 51 cents to $41.94. It's gotten a little lift here recently on vaccine news. Gold can go nowhere. I just don't know. Man, it's down $8.90, $1,876. I do own a few gold stocks, but they're going nowhere fast. And I don't like that. I'm not happy. Silver down 23 cents to $24.42. And the 10-year, pretty quiet today on the bond market. We're at 0.86%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, on this November 18th, Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to you. I guess next Wednesday we'll be getting ready for a non-Thanksgiving. Do we give thanks for a non-Thanksgiving? I don't know. I guess we'll give thanks. We're always thankful here in the Gunderson household, and we will be having a family gathering. I won't tell you how many, otherwise I may go to prison, but we'll try to keep it low. Well, what do we got going on in the market today? Kind of the opposite of what we have had here recently. With today, you've got the Dow up and the NASDAQ down, and it's been just the reverse of that. Here recently, we've got the Dow bumping its head. It's trying to break through 30,000. But I got to tell you, that is a significant, significant piece of resistance there. And we'll have to see whether or not the Dow can break through that. Meanwhile, over at the NASDAQ, it's struggling to break through 12,000. 12,000 is what the NASDAQ needs to get through to start a new uptrend. Whether or not it will do that, only time will tell. And that will depend a lot on where we go with COVID, where we go with shutdowns, where we go with tax policy going forward. But the most important issue of all, where we go with earnings of companies going forward, because stocks follow earnings. Well, yesterday we had a pretty flat day overall. You did have a little bit of a rally in the recovery stocks. That's an economic recovery that they're betting on, fueled by a vaccinated world that will resume life as normal. Well, will we ever get back to normal? Not so sure about that. And you have the work-from-home stocks continuing to be pretty weak from my perspective. I'm talking DocuSign. I'm talking Peloton. I'm talking Zoom video, etc. Well, maybe Zoom will get a boost for the holidays. You can Zoom the carving of the turkey to your kids in other cities and other states. I don't know if the smell goes through that Zoom conference call, but Zoom is giving free time for the holidays. We had our retail sales reports yesterday, a little bit softer than expected. I think COVID coming back is not helping. However, when you look at these earnings reports that have been coming out from Retail America this week, we've had some very, very solid reports. However, that's looking backwards, okay? We've seen reports this week from Walmart, which crushed their numbers. Kohl's crushed their numbers. Target today crushing their numbers. Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. Let's see, who else? Kohl's. Target. There was one other one in there. Oh, TJ Maxx. Let's not forget TJ. They also crushed their numbers. But again, that's looking backwards. And the market is now, obviously, as always, looking forward. Global markets mixed overnight on rising virus woes. Well, can we cure those woes with vaccine? We have two now, and we have a third one that's now showing up to be effective. It comes from China. We'll get to that in a bit. Can New York City ever get back to what it was before coronavirus with all the little restaurants and Broadway and Yankee Stadium and Met Stadium and on and on and on and on and on, Madison Square Garden? Well, I don't know. I think a lot of those people have probably lost their businesses, the smaller folks. But it sure would be nice to put coronavirus in the rearview mirror at some point in time until we get hit with whatever's next out there. Yesterday I teased a little bit about an article that we had released yesterday, and I see that stock has good news today. Good timing there. I wish I could have written up the article maybe a few months ago because we've owned it for quite some time, but Taiwan Semiconductor, one of the stocks that's doing well today, it's up 1.5%. That is the article that I teased about. It was released yesterday. You can read it on Seeking Alpha, and you can see why we like it, why we own it, and what our target price is. Taiwan Semiconductor is getting some business here. Nikkei Asian Review sources say Google and AMD will be among the first clients for Taiwan Semiconductor's new Sol-C chips, which use a new 3D technology to stack and link different types of chips in one package. Now, why didn't I think of that? The new chip packaging approach is meant to make the chipset smaller, but more powerful and energy efficient. Google will reportedly use the chips for autonomous driving systems and other applications. AMD hopes the packaging technology will help its chips outperform those of rival Intel. Well, AMD has been eating Intel's lunch now for quite some time. I don't think Intel has any lunch left. I think AMD has pretty much taken all of their lunch. We continue to own AMD and Taiwan Semiconductor, and obviously not Intel. Boeing Max cleared to fly. Will you get on one? Will you get vaccinated and then get on a 737 airplane and fly to New York and go to Times Square for New Year's Eve in 2022? I don't know the answer to that. What world will we be facing then? Will we be back to normal? Will we be well vaccinated? Will we return to the airports? Will we return to air flight? Will we return to Times Square, Madison Square, or Times Square in New York for the big New Year's Eve party? Not so sure if we get back to normal. Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine is 95% effective. You see, yesterday, Monday, Moderna reported that their vaccine was 94% effective. The week before that, Pfizer had reported theirs was 90%. Well, not to be outdone, Pfizer one-ups Moderna and says, well, we're 95% effective, which is one more than the 94 that Moderna. Watch Moderna tomorrow say, well, we're 96. Then Pfizer will come back and say, we're 97. Do I hear 98? I don't know. But 95% effective in the final analysis. That's Pfizer and BioNTech. Now, that's the one that's got to be stored at 94 degrees below zero, which proves to be a little bit of a logistical challenge, but 94% effective. And now we've got another player in the vaccine race. They say theirs is effective, too. We'll be right back. Second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with the Dow up meager 55 points right now, 29,840. Seems to get a little spooked when it gets close to that 30,000 level. Like, I don't know about this. Meantime, crude oil's up 53 cents today. The S&P's up a couple of points here at or near a new all-time high. And the NASDAQ has recovered somewhat. It's now down just 16 points. The third player in the vaccine race, China's Sinovac Biotech, symbol SVA, which doesn't trade. I don't quite understand that stock. It's in my charting system, but it hasn't traded for quite some time. That's not a good deal there. SVA says that their vaccine triggered a quick immune response, but low levels of antibodies when compared to the people who had recovered from the disease. So they're saying that theirs is successful in mid-stage trials. I think you're going to have a hard enough time getting people to get the vaccine here that's being produced by Pfizer or Moderna. I don't know that you're going to get anybody to get the Chinese vaccine here in the U.S. Britain to ban the sale of new gasoline cars starting in 2030. Well, I want to say that's the same year that California says no mas, no more. No more. You cannot sell a gasoline car starting in 2030 in Britain. They want to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. The sale of hybrid cars and vans will be banned from 2035. Now is the time to plan a green recovery with high-skilled jobs that give people the satisfaction of knowing that they are helping to make the country cleaner, greener, and more beautiful, said Boris Johnson in a column published in the Financial Times on Wednesday. No wonder the EV sector is so red hot right now. Electric vehicles to be 10% of all auto sales in Europe by the end of 2020. Well, you can see the potential growth there, right? To go from only 10% to 100%, that's going to be a huge growth sector. No question about it. UK achieved a record 12.1% plug-in electric vehicle market share in October. But there's a long ways to go. Who will be the major players? Tesla? Candy? Neo? Boyd? The list goes on and on and on, doesn't it? And it's growing by the day. Texas approved candy technology for a rebate approval. Most of these electric cars, most states offer a $7,500 rebate. when you buy an electric car. Well, Kandi Technology is a minor player, but they're becoming a major player. KNDI, it's landed approval from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality to offer a $2,500 rebate for buyers purchasing each of its electric vehicle models being offered by its U.S. subsidiary. The symbol of Kandi is KNDI. Their SUV, the K23, starts at $27,499, but with the $7,500 rebate, you're getting an SUV, an electric SUV. Now, it's not available yet, but it's coming. You're getting an electric SUV for $17,499. And you can drive right through the heart of Texas oil country in your electric Kandi SUV and laugh all the way to the bank, I guess. EV startup Arrival. Here's another player. This one's not public yet, though. They are steering towards an SPAC, a special purpose acquisition IPO. They make electric buses. EV bus maker Arrival is reported to be in talks to combine with blank check company firm CIIG merger. Now, who's the investors in this EV startup, Arrival, which will be an electric commercial van and bus, has already raised $100 million from Hyundai and sister company Kia, as well as an undisclosed amount from UPS. They ordered 10,000 electric vehicle delivery vans from Arrival. 10,000 vans. There's a picture of it. That's kind of cool. I'm going to put that in the new. Looks very space age kind of thing. Kind of like a Transit, only a little sleeker there. Arrival is positioned as a potential competitor with Rivian Motors. Now, Rivian is not public yet, okay? As far as I know, I don't think there's any SPACs or anything. Maybe there is. I'll have to look into that. But Rivian's also getting a lot of orders for their car. Rivian is backed by BlackRock. Well, here's good news. Boy, I'm going to get a raise in January. How is that, you say? Apple is cutting its App Store tax in half for smaller developers. That's me. And the co-developer of the Best Stocks Now app, Douglas, who we've been friends since the third grade, of all things, you know. He's out on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. Apple will cut its App Store tax. Now, we give Apple 30% of all the revenue we generate from our Best Stocks Now app. I've said all along it's highway robbery. I mean, how do you get away with that? Well, they have been. And I think they're a little bit worried about antitrust folks closing in. So they have cut their take from 30% down to 15% if your app generates up to $1 million per year. Now, for quite some time, we were one of the top-selling financial apps, revenue-producing apps in that entire app store in the financial sector. Now there's so many dang apps, I think there's like 4 billion to choose from. You kind of get lost in the woodwork, but we still have, we're still garnering the same amount of revenues that we have for the last couple of years, and we've seen pretty good growth. Well, now we get to keep more of that money, which I think is only fair. Carnival Cruises, talking about money and raising money in order to survive. Holy cow, can you imagine being Carnival Cruise Lines right now? When's the last time somebody took a cruise ship out of Fort Lauderdale or out of Long Beach, California? Been a long time. Been a long, lonely, 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 long time, says Led Zeppelin. Carnival floating more shares, and more shares, as is Norwegian Cruise Line, as they get in deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back with some of the companies reporting earnings today. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Dow up 108 right now. The NASDAQ down 25, so it's gone back down about 7 or 8 points since the break. There are some companies that have reported earnings. We are at the very tail end of earnings season. Of course, we won't begin another earnings season until about January the 15th. Oh, there's always a few stocks trickling in here and there. But some 97% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported earnings. And it has been a smasher of an earnings season. We're still got a few stragglers here reporting in. Target beats by $1.18, beats on revenue. Comp sales up 20.7% above estimates. Well, that's a blowout earnings report. Target is breaking out to a new all-time high today at $169.64. You could never say that before about the Minneapolis-based company. Market cap, $85 billion. Dividend yield of 1.6%. Where is it ranked in the app? Of course, Target was one of the chosen ones that was allowed to remain open during COVID and benefited. And their e-commerce is going through the roof right now. My problem with Target, 7 to 6% growth. Okay, now you could take this quarter that they just reported and say, well, look at this, Gunderson. Their earnings were up 105%. Their sales were up 21%. That sounds like Amazon-like numbers. Well, hold on for a minute. They had a giant blizzard behind them, the wind at their back, for two quarters in a row due to COVID. The vaccine shouldn't be a real friendly thing for Target stores. They've probably seen two of the best quarters they're going to see. And they're expected to grow when things settle down. They're expected to settle in more in the 7% per year annual growth. I get a stock that has 49% upside potential over the next 5 years. I like to see 80% or more. The performance has been good, however, on the stock because it's been on the right side of the street during COVID. It has a performance grade of A. But when I take into account that very anemic valuation right now and upside potential, I get a stock that's ranked number 1,851 out of 5,507. It got as high as 397 2 months ago. I just think maybe you're seeing, you know, as good as it gets right now would be the words I would use for Target. Sizzling digital sales. NIO reports earnings. Okay, that's one of the big Chinese automakers. NIO has been on a tear. Get this. Back in late May of this year, NIO was a $3 stock that nobody had really ever heard of. $3 stock, May, okay, of this year. Here we are in November. It's a $43 stock as their most recent quarter. Listen to their most recent two quarters. Quarter ended June 30th. Sales were up 140% year over year. Quarter ended September 30th. That's the one being reported today. Sales up 160% year over year. NIO earnings beat by 3 cents. They also beat on revenue. But there seems to be a little bit of profit taking, not a lot. The stock is down 8% today, but look at, there's some people holding huge profits in this stock. Anytime a stock goes from 3 to 43, in about a five-month period of time, you're going to see some profit-taking. CEO of NIO says, we achieved a new record high quarterly delivery of 12,206. Of course, that's dwarfed by Tesla. Tesla's got about 10 times that amount of sales, but this company is starting from pretty much zero here over the last few years from a standing start to where they are today. Now, this one surprises me. Lowe's, maybe the same theory holds on Lowe's here. It doesn't get any better than this. Lowe's is down 5.3%. I own Lowe's in my dividend and growth portfolio. Lowe's beats by 2 cents. They beat on revenue. Comp sales up 30%, fly by estimates. Then why is the stock down 5.3%? Listen to the two quarters. They've actually had 3 quarters in a row boosted by COVID as people run to Lowe's, one of the few places you could go shopping there for quite some time, buying seeds and potting mix and fruit trees and all kinds of stuff, home projects, etc. Lowe's last 3 quarters, earnings up 45%, earnings up 74%, earnings up 40%. I think there's some thinking there on Lowe's of sell the news, the vaccine news. It doesn't get any better for Lowe's than this. Lowe's did give a little bit of soggy guidance. Just a little bit of soggy guidance going forward. Well, as we look at technical analysis, all right, this to me is a major factor in the market right now. That's one of the three legs of the stool that I like to stand on. One is valuation. Okay, so let's take a look at the current valuation of the S&P 500. The S&P 500 is trading at about 21.6 times forward earnings. That ain't cheap. In fact, that's quite rich. Now, the S&P has been able to expand to that kind of a multiple because of the favorable interest rate environment. In fact, the unprecedented a favorable interest rate environment by the Fed. Also, one would have to say that the market has been living off of a lot of stimulus coming into the market via stimulus packages. Has that dried up? Well, I would think there's at least one more huge one out there in the near future. But I think that's already factored into the market with that forward PE of 21.6. So you're butting up against some pretty severe technical resistance here on all of the major averages. Doesn't mean that this rally is over, which began back in March of this year. You know, I went back. My article on Seeking Alpha, my market call, my very first one, was made on March. Here we go, published articles here. I really went out on a limb back then, but I felt very confident about that. On March the 19th of this year, I mean, it couldn't have been any gloomier than it was on March the 19th. My title of my article was Boeing Backstop, Dow Bottom, and a Promising New Coronavirus Treatment. Well, at that time, there was hope for hydroxychloroquine. That was a minor part of the article. The bigger part of the article was the rebound that I saw coming in earnings. And I saw a major stock like Boeing bottoming out at $100 per share. Look where it is today. And then I followed up on March 27th. I said a new bull market is being born. Was I right? I think so. And then I kind of rubbed it in, all of the people who were knocking and criticizing me. About a week later, I said, the bottom's in. What are you waiting for? Oh, I still got blasted. I still got blasted. Then I let the bears have it on May the 7th when I wrote, the bears are fleeing for cover. Oh, boy, and were they. We saw one of the strongest moves the market has ever made I was like within 2 days of the bottom of the market. Now, are we putting in a top here? You know, there's a lot of reasons and a lot of evidence and a lot of facts that point to that. I'm not ready to call a top in the market yet. And besides that, it is a market of stocks. There's always something that's working in the market. What's working right now? Well, when we come back, we'll talk about a few. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, the NASDAQ almost back to even now. Now just down 3 points. 3 points on the NASDAQ right now. S&P is now up 6 points as it puts a little distance between it and 3,600. It's now at 3,615. Small caps, Russell 2000 up about 0.4% right now. So we are getting a little bit of steam here. Right now, and we've got the Dow up 102 points right now. Okay, as I look at my watch list here, that's my little select list of stocks that, you know, have you ever seen a hunting dog? We used to have a little Brittany Spaniel. Just out of instinct, he knew how to be a little hunting dog. And there was a time many years ago we'd go hunting in the Imperial Valley in the alfalfa fields for pheasants. Pheasants, which are a fun bird to hunt and a good bird to eat, obviously. And he would start when he knew there was a pheasant hiding in that asphalt, or in that, not asphalt, when it was hiding in that alfalfa, he would start up with a big circle circling that thing. It's all you could see was his little tail sticking above the alfalfa. Every once in a while, his head would come up, and he'd look at us, make sure we were watching him. And each circle would get a little tighter and a little tighter and a little tighter. Well, that's what I kind of do. I'm a bird dog myself on stocks. I circle for a while. And then when you see my right leg go up and I point, that means, you know what? I think this is the real deal here. Well, look, I mean, I remember speaking at the Radisson Blue a few years back there at near Minneapolis there. I'm just itching to get back there again as soon as all of this COVID garbage gets out of the way. But I remember giving a workshop there and talking about the big revolutions, technology revolutions that I've witnessed in my lifetime. I witnessed the computer revolution. I witnessed the telephone revolution. And I said the next one's going to happen in the vehicle, auto industry. And I think I called it pretty good. But back then there were very few EV players. Now there's a whole lot more. And as I sort today my little watch list by the biggest movers, listen to this. The number one mover, I continue to watch Nikola, which has been very controversial recently with their big mouth CEO. Nikola's up 14% today, NKLA. Now, they want to enter into that hydrogen fuel space with their vehicles, especially they want long-range trucks on the I-20 and the I-10 and some of these major corridors running on hydrogen fuel cells. That's a player. I mentioned Kandi. It's up 13.9% today, KNDI. That was a little one. That one's been a little one. But all of a sudden they're starting to become more and more of a household name. And I mentioned earlier that Texas is now going to let Kandi in to sell their electric vehicles. and you're going to get a $7,500 rebate. That's good news for Candy, K-N-D-I. Ride, that's Lordstown Motors. That's the plant that President Trump was at, viewing their electric truck, kind of like an F-150 pickup, but all electric. Lordstown Motors, the symbol is RIDE. That thing's up 12.4% today, 12.4%. All of these stocks trading big volume. Then there's Solo, S-O-L-O, which is Electra Mechanica Vehicles. Solo is flying solo here. It's out of Canada. Electra Mechanica, that's a $430 million market cap company. It's up 8.4% today. And then there's another one out of Canada called Green Power Motor. Bet you haven't heard of that one. GP. They're all in the Best Stocks Now app. Green Power is a Canadian company that designs, manufactures, and distributes electric powered vehicles for commercial markets. Everybody's getting in on the act, it would seem. Symbol GP, that's a powerful stock chart. They just went public about 3 months ago. That stock is breaking out today. It's up 11%. And, of course, there is an ETF. I never got mine off the ground. I wanted to have the symbol ICAR, I-C-A-R. I still think it's a great idea. But there are a couple that have come along now. Drive, D-R-I-V. D-R-I-V is an ETF. That's the Global X Auto and Electric Vehicle. That's probably the biggest one. There's another one called CARS, C-A-R-Z. I think that's the entire auto sector, including the electric cars, whereas Drive, D-I-R-V, is more electric vehicles only. And then, of course, you've got a lot of these battery players also out there. And, of course, there's several players. Lithium is also lighting up the boards. I've seen very strong action recently in SQM, in Albemarle, in Lithium Americas, and there's a lithium ETF, LIT. So that's my discussion here for the day to keep to put on your radar. Start circling them like a bird dog and see if they're the real deal or not. All right, well, you know what? We try to get up earlier than the competition. We try to find things much, much earlier than the competition. By the time these big wirehouse firms find stuff, you know what? The easy money has been made. Where were you guys? How come you're so late to the party? They're big bureaucracies, a lot of these wirehouse firms. We're trying to be as early to the punch as we possibly can be. We call our entire system the Best Stocks Now, whether it be a great big dividend payer or an emerging growth or anything in between. We apply that same methodology to our bond portfolio, which has done very well since inception. Thank you. So whether you're down at this end of the risk scale or if you're clear over here on the most risk-averse part of the scale, we can mix and match and design something custom for you. Give us a call. I got a couple advisors ready to talk to you. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Check out the newsletter. If we haven't achieved results, then move on.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.